Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
The TV licence should be abolished and replaced by some form of exchequer funding for RTE, according to a new report. And the Irish Times yesterday reported that the report by the Future of Media Commission, an independent body set up by the government, proposes that the licence fee should be replaced by funding directly from the taxman, essentially. That it be just taking out of your taxes, that you won't have an option not to pay it. Anyway, figures released to the Journal earlier this month at thejournal.ie under the Freedom of Information Act shows that RTE spent more than 1 million advertising the television licence on its own television, radio and online channels in the last 3 years. Television owners in Ireland must pay €160 per year, which goes towards funding RTE on television and radio. And also, by the way, they do have the Broadcasting Authority Sound and Vision Scheme. Which, by the way, for anybody who wants to make a documentary, for be it independent or RTE, and you want to make a documentary and it's about Ireland and it contains Irish content, you can get a grant. You have to apply to the Broadcasting Authority for that. Now, just to establish, by the way, apart from COVID times, because all radio stations, all the independent sector, for the period of COVID-19, that's ended now, it's all ended, by the way, all got two grants from the what they call the Sound and Vision Grant. Now, each radio station got different amounts of money. It depending on, I suppose, the type of radio they produce around the country. They all got a few quid. And if they didn't get a few quid, I can tell you now, the radio stations would have closed down because all our advertising was gone, you have to remember, during COVID, because all the people who advertised was like the airlines, the hotels, the gigs, all that kind of stuff where we get our money was all gone. And because we don't get a licence fee, we would have closed down. We would have all closed down. So we had to get that money from the Broadcasting Authority. For those who are out there thinking, all the blame paid off for the state oil, we had to get the money. The money! The difference is, that's gone now. RTE are the only ones who get your licence fee now, and a couple of independent productions that end up on radio or television because they get a grant from the Broadcasting Authority. Nothing to do with the radio stations themselves. So the question I want to know is, do you think it's value for money? Because we did ask, and the journal.ie asked as well, by the way, on a poll. 70% of people said yes, they pay their television licence. 20% said no. On an air poll, by the way, well, it wasn't dissimilar, to be honest with you. A lot of people said that they don't pay the television licence fee and they have no intention of paying it, or they don't want to pay it, because I just simply asked the question, would you or do you pay the television licence? And so far, out of 1,057 votes cast since the last hour, which is quite a large sample for 1 hour, 54% of people said no, they don't want to pay it. I don't know, some people like RTE, so it's kind of 50-50. Some people like RTE, some people don't. But let me just give you both sides of the argument. Yes, it's expensive, considering, you know, you're paying for Sky, you're paying for everything else at the same time, and your Netflix, and you probably don't watch it too much, as much as you used to, certainly many years ago. The argument for it, of course, is that they need money, because they have to produce programmes like Primetime, which is a great programme, by the way. Usually, some of the programmes of recent haven't been quite as good. But in saying that, RTE News, keeping you updated. Sports, for example, a lot of people are into sports. Doesn't bother me, I'm not into sports at all. But of course, live coverage of matches, World Cups, Olympics, all those kind of things, that costs money. All that live coverage costs money. To have people out there on the streets or whatever it is, it all costs money. Somebody has to get paid them. And they claim they don't get enough in advertising revenue to pay them. They lose millions every year. Mind you, the argument against that is, stop paying your presenters and your staff so much money and maybe you won't be losing quite as much. The number is 087-188-0008. Really? Half a million for a 1 hour show? All right, just looking at some of your texts coming in. Afternoon, Niall. Make RTE pay-per-view. It's like any business. Or if like any business it can pay for itself, then bye-bye, says Morris. That really is an idea, to make it pay-per-view. But in saying that, if you made RTE pay-per-view, you can be sure it'd be gone in a year. And I don't mean that in a bad way to RTE. I just don't think they would make enough money to survive if you made a pay-per-view, because a lot of people will opt out of paying because they may not want it. And at the moment, you're kind of forced to pay it because it's the law. And even if they did survive, they would have to lighten the load, so to speak, and they wouldn't be able to do the live coverage of sporting events. They wouldn't be able to provide maybe a lot of the news and current affairs, the more expensive stuff. They'd end up throwing out cheapy repeats all the time if it was pay-per-view, I'd imagine. Because if you look at most pay-per-view stations, by the way, that's all they do is kind of show repeats all the time and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Because they can't afford to do very much live television because live television is expensive. There'd be no more Late Late Show. Might not be such a bad thing, in fairness. Anyway, what they could do, and somebody suggested this already, is they make, say, RT1, as somebody suggested, should be free. And then, you know, have, say, RT2, where they would have specialist live programmes, like, say, maybe the sports coverage or the prime times or those kind of more expensive shows on a pay-per-view basis, whereas the other stuff would be free. And that would kind of make some sort of sense, I suppose. But then again, it is a national broadcaster. And we have a duty to have a national broadcaster, whether you're pleased with it or happy with it or embrace it or not, are two different things. The number is 087-188-0008. But according to the survey by both the Journal and ourselves, by the way, a lot of people have decided they don't want to pay the television licence. James, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits. How are you doing, James?
Good afternoon to you, Niall.
Good afternoon to you, James. This old argument comes up every now and again, doesn't it, James?
Yes, it does.
And you're like the crusader for RTE.
Yes, they really should be paying me something, Niall.
They should be. They should be at this stage.
They're paying Joe Duffy enough and they give me a few bob.
Yeah, you're a happy customer. They should get you stuffed and put you in the window up there, you know what I mean?
Yes, I always come out to defend RTE, I suppose. I had that kind of attachment to it because of the first thing I ever saw, Niall, as a small boy.
Yeah, but there's a lot of it. There must be something about RT that you don't like, or a lot about it that you don't like.
Ah, yes. I mean, there's nothing you couldn't find any station that you wouldn't have some faults with them, Niall.
Yeah.
I don't take my, like, I can see why they lean towards the government in, like, promoting, we'll say, you know, government policy and... They probably lean towards them in the referendum.
Because they're looking for a bit of funding when they're running low on money.
You can't bite the hand that feeds you.
No, you certainly can't. So they tell me.
So I understand that. So I don't take my political advice. I have my own ideas. You know, I'm a conservative. Nothing will change that. It doesn't matter what channel I'm looking at. But the only thing about them, see, they do promote, which I would be very much for, an Irish culture. The Irish language with T.G. Cahir, Irish music, all that is promoted by RTE.
And you're right, that'd be gone. If there was no licence fee, that'd be gone because it would be unaffordable because, firstly, it doesn't make money. It loses money.
Yes.
And so that would be gone.
You're not going to get the BBC promoting Irish culture now.
No, you're not. You're certainly
or
not.
Channel 4 or Virgin Media.
No.
And so that's why I would be... I told you this before, and I actually pay... The license, even though I don't have to pay it.
Yeah. Have you been watching Kin on RTE?
Yes, I enjoy that now. It's brilliant. It wasn't so good last night. Now it was a little bit silly. It goes off a bit sometimes and the next day.
But they tend to drag the story a little bit, don't they?
Yes, you know? I couldn't. Did you look at it last night now?
No, I didn't get to see last night when we were busy, so I didn't get to see it last night. But I will catch up, and I watched it up to last week. And I think next week is the last one, is it?
Is it? I think it may be, yes.
Yeah. And then we're going to have to wait a year because I believe it's been, they've been given the green light for another one. So I'd say we're going to have to wait like, you know, we did with Love Hate. We're going to have to wait another year to find out what happens.
Overall, we'll be, quite good.
Yeah, we'll be left on a cliffhanger when you see next week. That's what... But should I suppose that's good television to be left on a cliffhanger?
As I said, and of course also, as a Christian, not an angry Christian now, but as a Christian, RT puts on Mass on regularly on Sunday. You're not going to get that now.
No.
Because that's very good for the elderly who are in nursing homes, who enjoy that. I know a lot of people who live in nursing homes now, they don't get out anymore now.
Well, I'm assuming that's cheap enough to put on, to be honest with you.
Well, I suppose it's cameras. Cheap enough, but nobody else does it now.
No.
BBC won't be doing it, obviously, and Virgin Media. So that's also very important for elderly Catholics now.
Yeah.
So all of that is a plus. So as I said to you before, even though I don't have to pay the licence because I'm that age now, I still do pay it now.
Yeah.
So because you still pay it? Because to make up for the people who don't pay it.
So to clarify, you're paying a licence fee and you don't have to pay it, but you're just paying it anyway out of the goodness of your heart.
Well, no, I'm over 70. Jesus. I don't have to pay it now.
Well, I know you don't have to pay it.
I still pay for it now.
You're mad.
Well, that's probably...
So why would you want to pay for something you didn't have to pay for?
I'm a bit mad anyway now. But, yes, Well, I'm trying to make up for the people who don't pay it now. So worse than some people don't want to pay for anything now, as you know.
I mean, the angry Christian has sent a message. He says, if RT disappeared overnight with the torturous loss of the Maura and Dahi afternoon show, guys, how could humanised life ever go on again? I mean, do you watch Dahi and Maura?
Well, yes. Well, the only
not thing everybody's coming to
it comes from Cork now. And we usually have some people on from Cork, local people, so I'd be interested in that, because it's kind of, as you know, they broadcast from Cork, and Dahi comes down from Galway every day.
He's a nice fella, isn't he? Yes, yeah.
He travels down from Galway to the and goes home in the evening. And so you get local, you know, people that I would recognise, people who are well known in the city. So
I've been asked to go on the show on numerous occasions.
Have you?
Oh, on a regular basis, they've asked
me. Should go on.
I can't. The problem is they when they record it, they want me to go on and do a regular bit. And but when they record it, it's the same time as I'm on the air.
Oh,
and, no. and I'd have to drive to Cork to do it.
Yeah. Oh, you'd shake things up now. You certainly would.
Say that. Let me just go to Anthony. Anthony, you're an Ireland's classic hit. How you doing, Anthony?
Hiya, Niall. How are things?
Good. Now, you believe it's not value for money. James obviously believes it is because he's willing to pay for it even though he doesn't legally have to.
Yeah. Oh, well, James is entitled to his opinion, of course, like everybody else. I like James myself, not just because he's a fellow Cork man. But
hope you two are not from the north side of Cork. People were giving out about you earlier on.
I am not. I'm a North Sider.
Yeah, I know. So go on, Anthony.
But it's not value for money, because when you look at it really, I mean, I haven't looked at it for years now. I just don't bother, because when they went to from the analog to digital, I didn't bother getting in the Serview box.
Okay.
And I have a free tier satellite system, and I have every channel in the world except RT. On the free tier satellite system.
So Mike, can you not get RT on that, no?
No, you can't get it on the free tier satellite system. I have all the BBCs.
But you can get
ITVs.
It with an aerial. If you stick an aerial out the window, you can get RT, can't you?
You can't, no. The analogue signal is gone. You have to get the dish.
There's the funny thing. If you stick an aerial out the window in Northern Ireland, you can get RT.
Can you?
Absolutely. Without having any boxes or anything.
I'd like to stick an aerial in RT.
So why can't you get it?
I would like to tell you daytime.
Why can't you get it down here with an aerial out your window?
You can't. You can't.
That's
I'm telling you, you can't.
I know you can get it up the north with an aerial out your window.
It's not on the free tier satellite system. And like I said, I have all the other channels. And like I said, how come Virgin Media, we'll forget about the English channels, how come Virgin Media can wash its own face and it doesn't get anything from the
But you got to look at the stats, right? Virgin Media, no disrespect to them, right? Probably 70% of what they show, particularly the weekends, would be repeats. They buy in a lot of programmes, kind of, you know, cheapish. I'm not saying, don't get me wrong, it's a good channel, right? They have some live stuff as well. But RTE has live sport. They cover big events like World Cup, Olympics, live.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They do investigation programs like Prime Time, which the Prime Time specials, all those. That costs money.
Yeah. Well,
and James rightly points out they have some lost leaders, the likes of the, you know, the TG Car, the Lyric FM, for example, which, you know, specializes in classical music for people who like that kind of stuff. All that sort of stuff is not profit making. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I mean, RT are just as bad. Because, I mean, if you looked really at Network 2...
No, but that's what I'm saying. RTE provide all that.
No, they don't. If you
they
looked
do.
At Network 2...
They do. RTE own all that stuff.
No, RT 2, Network 2, whatever they call it now. When you put that on, you think you're living in America or Australia.
I know they do. They provide some of the NASF stuff as well. James and Anthony, actually, stay with me because I have to go to break. I'm gone behind time.
Niall, Caroline here. I ban RTE in my house. RTE and RTE2 or Network 2, whatever it's called. I don't want anything in my house. And even I do. If I walk in and first see the husband's watching for it, I turn it off. Get it off. It's the worst. Even that kin, I believe it's the worst acting in the world. I just think it's the biggest waste of money.
Ah, jeez, that's a bit unfair, isn't it? That was not the worst acting in the world. Kane is not bad. I mean, James, you think the acting of Kane is okay, don't you?
Well, there's some fine actors. Aidan Gillen is a fine actor now.
He is a fine actor.
Yeah, and Kieran Hines is another good actor.
Now, and she has a bit of a point about Fair City.
Niall was out to people who can't say, I never watched RT. But a whole lot of them are watching, Kin, I can assure you, Niall. All these people who never watch RT. And when the toy show comes around in a few weeks, huge watch, amount of people watch them.
Over a million people.
There'll be people watching that who never watch RT now.
Niall, I can't watch RT.
I take Anthony.
I know you can't watch it, but I'm just saying.
Anthony is definitely one of those people who doesn't watch it. But
and I don't
can
listen
get
to
it,
RT Radio.
You don't listen to RT Radio either. What about Radio 1?
No, I do not. And James, to force me to pay a television license would be like asking someone without a car to pay motor tax.
stay there for a second, the two years. Let me go to Angie. Angie, you're Ireland's classic hits. How you doing, Angie?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Okay. I mean, I'm surprised the amount of people who say they don't pay a television license. And that's going to change soon when they make it into a tax. But do you think it's worth the money?
No. What I actually think is, like, in England, you have to pay just for BBC because they show no ads. And then you can get BBC in all the other countries, so you don't pay for it anyway. In Ireland, RTE do show ads.
Yep.
You can't get it, as your man said, if you've got Freeview.
I wasn't aware of that, by the way.
I will tell him something. I've actually got RTE Player on my phone because I sometimes miss EastEnders. And the only
I find the player so annoying. It's so many bloody ads.
No, yeah. You can skip them.
Oh, how do you skip the ads?
Right, if you get a Google Chrome, I'm not that technical. If you get a Google Chrome and cast from your phone.
Yeah.
So install the RTE player to your phone, then you can skip the ads.
Oh, okay. I must try that.
They are really, really long.
Yeah, they are.
But the only thing I actually use that for is to catch up on EastEnders, to be honest, because I can't catch up any other way. So I still don't watch the Irish programmes.
Okay, right.
But so why does RTE show ads if it's being funded?
Well,
and also RTE.
Well, let's answer that one first, very quickly. Okay, the difference between RTE and BBC, and you're right, RTE show ads, as well as taking a licence fee, is population. You know, you have a population of 69 million people in the United Kingdom versus a population of 5 million people paying a licence fee. So that's why the BBC can, you know, obviously fund a lot more than RTE.
Yeah,
but as you said, you can get RTE for free
in the north.
Northern Ireland,
yeah.
Because they don't pay the Irish government.
No,
and
you can stick an aerial out your window, yeah.
I can get BBC easy on your man's preview that he was talking.
Yeah, Niall, on top of that as well, what do RTE actually produce that they export? Most of everything that's on RTE, what do RTE actually make that they could export? If they put on Fair City over in the
UK, you wouldn't export Fair City, in fairness.
You can get sport
they think it
on
was
the
a
RTE
sitcom.
Player.
They think it was a sitcom. RTE produce nothing that they can sell, but they buy in
They do sell some stuff.
Well, they sold love hate now.
Yeah, they sold love hate around the world. They sold
indeed.
The Commitments wasn't really RTE. That was independent production. Love hate's probably an independent production. These are probably all independent productions, actually, James. To be honest with you, they're just sold to RTE.
Yes, but anyway, Niall, I would pay the fee just for Fair City alone.
Would you?
Oh yes.
My God.
Without shadow of a doubt now.
James, they'll be coming in the white coat, so I'll be sending them up your way.
Angie, do you watch Fair City?
No, I don't watch any Irish programmes. I said I have.
Have you ever watched Fair City?
No.
Okay.
They show live programmes on RTE Player. You can actually watch matches live.
Yeah.
It's not all pre-recorded.
No, I know that, Joe. I know that.
So, if he just wants one thing, he can get the RTE Player and just watch his Fair City away, you know, and still not get that.
Yeah, but they're going to bring in a broadcasting charge. At the moment, if you don't have a television, you don't have to pay it. That's fair enough, right? But they are going to bring in a broadcasting charge, abolish the licence fee as it currently stands. There'll be a broadcasting charge brought in, and it doesn't matter whether you're watching it on your phone or not, you'll have to pay for it.
Well, they'll have to go on the free tier system then, like the rest of Europe.
All right, listen, on that note, James, Angie, and also Anthony, thank you very much indeed.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hits.